now let's talk sport, and we say good morning once again to Russell Barwick. Hi, Russ.
Cathy, hello. Normally this morning we'd be talking about what an exciting fifth day of the cricket test we'd be looking forward to, but no, it's done.
It is all done and dusted, isn't it? It looks like certainly the Aussie cricketers are going to have themselves a very happy new year.
Well, they will. They give it an extra day off, and of course, a few years ago, we used to have the New Year's Day test in Sydney, and then the players decided that they wanted to have a New Year's Eve, so it became the day after New Year's Day. Well, now it's the second, so they've got 2 days off, and add in the fifth day. And if you're a Test cricket fan and you've bought the fifth day tickets to every match so far, you wouldn't have watched too much cricket so far. You would have watched one day. And it's been a bit ordinary in terms of the English team. They've been called the worst England team ever. Alistair Cook's now under the pump. It was only 6 months ago that Australia was the worst team ever and Michael Clarke was the worst captain ever. How things change. Aren't we great winners? I mean, I saw a few tweets across the weekend saying that Australians are great winners. And one was from one of the Burgess boys. Yes, we are. We are the greatest winners in the world. We hate losing, but by gosh, we can win like nobody else.
Now, let's talk, happier ground for our soccer, English fans, and that, of course, is English Premier League. Some surprises there have been thrown up.
Yeah, well, a tragic Arsenal fan like myself hasn't had a situation like this for many, many years. Arsenal have never led into the new year for, the best part of a decade. They lead by 1 point from Man City, Chelsea, and then there's a break of 3 points to Everton. And Liverpool, who you remember were leading at Christmas time, are now 6 points behind after two successive losses. And all of a sudden, they're in all sorts of problems, and Man United are breathing down their neck. So, effectively, some of the English Premier League fans will be waking up this morning going, who's winning, who's winning? Because tradition suggests that the team winning at the New Year's break will always take the title. I don't know whether it's a guarantee this year because we've got so many teams in good form at the top of the table, but it's a far cry from the Australian A-League when we've had on the weekend a coach sacked, we've had massive controversy over the game last night between Adelaide and Newcastle, won by Adelaide, where players just lost the plot in the heat. So there's been a bit going on at the moment, but the EPL is, the status quo has been fantastic.
And a bit going on in racing at the moment. Some sad news there for Black Caviar's little brother.
Yeah, little brother, who was nicknamed Jimmy, was euthanized yesterday with a disease called laminitis, which is a very, very severe foot problem, which claimed also Sunline, that fantastic horse from New Zealand. So the $5 million colt, there's a few issues now about insurance because he actually hadn't been paid for by that BC Thoroughbreds group, which bought the horse. So a bit of controversy, bit of sadness with that one.
Russell, we'll talk to you again after 7:30.
Terrific.
Russell Barwick from Sports Television Network, ESPN Australia.